There are times that several of us have trouble keeping track of things that we have, tend to lose them, sometimes quite often. For me, it's usually my glasses or my keys. And you look and you look and you can't find them and you don't know where they were, and all of a sudden, there they are. How'd they get there? Did someone just move them? Because I could have sworn I looked there three times and I didn't see them. But many times that happens. And I call that hiding in plain sight. We're just not quite paying attention to what's going on. Well, today, St. John recognizes something. And that is, for John the Baptist, Jesus has been hiding in plain sight. We've just finished the great season of the Lord's incarnation, this Christmas season, where Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary and lived in this world bodily. And we heard that he was visited by kings. We saw that he was chosen by the Father, and last week at the baptism, he's called the chosen one of the Lord. That's God speaking. St. John today has John the Baptist letting people know of a public testimony of who Jesus truly is. And even John seems kind of surprised by this. He says, look, there is the Lamb of God. He says, I didn't know it before, but there he is. And what does it mean when John says the Lamb of God? Well, he goes through this rather somewhat convoluted statement, but it really tells us who Jesus is. It says, the man coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me. That John was sent to prepare the way of the Lord, as we heard all throughout the season of Advent, of make straight the paths. And for that reason, John came before to prepare for someone who is greater than he. And remember, Jesus himself said, there is no one greater born of a woman than John the Baptist. But John the Baptist says Jesus is greater because he existed before him. That before there was the historical Jesus of Nazareth, born of the Virgin Mary, there was and is the eternal Word of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Son. And Jesus is the Son incarnate in body and in blood, and he is there. And now he is being seen. And for John, all the pieces have just come together. He said, God the Father told me that when I see the Holy Spirit descend and remain on this man, that he is truly the one chosen by God to be our Savior, to be the messenger and the message of God's love and his mercy and his salvation. So it appears the Lord was hiding in plain sight, and now it's clear to John, and now John wants to make it clear to everyone else. But we have to ask ourselves that same question today. Is Jesus hiding in plain sight for us? Because there are many times in the different tragedies we hear about in the world, whether it's a school shooting or it's a murder or abuse or some type of violence, almost to a T, someone will say, where was God when all this was happening? Is God hiding from us? Is he just not involved? Does he not care? We hear that, and sometimes we even say that ourselves when we go through a loss or a tragedy in our life, or our faith is being tempted. Where's God in all this? And the Lord's message is John's message. Here is the Lamb of God. But we do have that tendency, as most human beings do, of not being able to pay attention to things. We get preoccupied with stuff and we do things by rote and we don't notice oftentimes differences in what's going on. And one of the things that Jesus did, and I think he teaches us to do, is to pay attention to life. And today, it seems to me, most people, the last thing they want to do is pay attention to life. Have you watched? You watch people walking around and they got either those earbuds or those big old headphones, and now they've become, in vogue now, and they're walking around listening to their tunes, not paying a bit of attention to anything that's going on, including cars that are going on the road as they're trying to cross. They are oblivious, and they want to be. They want to hear anything. And then you have those who don't want to see anything because they're walking around and they got their phone and they're busy ruining their thumbs and, you know, typing in their little messages because Lord knows we can't go someplace without having to send a text. And they walk into walls or they walk into rivers or they walk someplace except where they're supposed to go because we're not paying attention. And so it's very simple for us to say, where is God? Because he's the last person we're looking for. We're so focused on the immediate stuff going on the material stuff going on, that we don't realize who it is that's around us. And that's a dangerous thing in this world. But for the spiritual world, it's a tragic thing because it tends to make us think we're all alone. And so the Lord says, I am here in your midst. I was here bodily, and now by the power of the Holy Spirit, I am here in each one of you and in each person in the world. That we have to learn what John learned. Because remember, Jesus said, no man was born of a woman greater than John the Baptist. But the least born in the kingdom of God is greater than him. Which means with the sacrament of baptism, with that gift of new life and becoming a new creation, Christ dwells in us. He desires to be in our heart. He desires to be in our life. He desires to support us, to encourage us, to challenge us, to love us. This is what the Lord is all about. But oftentimes we're not listening. And then we begin to ask the silly question, where is the Lord? One of the things I've tried to impress upon the seminarians I teach, and just people in general, is watch. Don't watch like your creepy stalker. I don't mean that kind of watch. And I mean, you pay attention and you notice things that are going on. You notice subtle differences. You watch people's expressions. You watch what's going on. And draw your conclusions in terms of where the world is at and what they may be missing. And I've learned a long time ago that like John the Baptist, Christ is in the most unlikely of places. For 5 years when I was a chaplain at Jewish hospital, I walked into the bone marrow unit, to the heart unit, and every day I saw, behold the Lamb of God in those who are suffering, and those who are hoping to find healing or hoping to get rid of the disease that they have, the Lamb of God is there in them. Or I watch the fun part, the joyous part. And that is, I teach high school children or high school teenagers on Friday afternoons who are homeschooled in a co-op, and I have to drive through Mariemont. And last spring, when they were building the school over there, the grade school children had to cross the street to their playground. Nothing is more hilarious than watching children walk in line, or trying to walk in line, because you can't hurt them, you know, they're trying to stay two by two. And the first, second, and third graders, you ever watch them, the girls are holding their hands, swinging to each other, and you watch the boys, and they all have their special little walk, or their special little swagger, and they're walking around, dancing to whatever it is in their mind. They're having a ball. Just simple as walking, and they're having a ball. Because remember, we have to be like children to be into the kingdom of God. He says, there's the Lamb of God. He's hiding from us in plain sight. But of all those things that we see in the world, in the young and in the old, in the sick and in the healthy, in the rich and in the poor, the place that he is often hiding in plain sight the most is in this church. He's hiding, it appears, in the tabernacle. He's hiding, it appears, under the presence of bread and wine. But he is there because he says, this is my body and this is my blood. Take and eat, take and drink. God is there for us really and presently and sacramentally. He says, I'm not hiding from you. Here I am. And before you receive today, I will say those words of John. I'll say, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That he wants to be known by you. That where do we find God? Open up your eyes and see. And when you see joy, and when you see sorrow, and when you see hope, when you experience and see love, you see Jesus Christ. Let us be grateful to the Lord that he has shown us, and let us be grateful for men like John the Baptist who have pointed out where he is, so that we can take the lesson ourselves, and when we go, and wherever we go, we can tell to others the thing that John has told to us. You're looking for God, there he is. He's staring us right in the face. To say, love him in the poor, love him in the sick, love him in the successful. But most importantly, love him by loving those around you. And then the kingdom of God is truly here.